WTTS on demand.
John, Paul, and Joy, welcome to Indy.
Thank you for having us.
Usually, now you guys have a relatively short history together. And first of all, as I understand it, you're not a couple.
No.
No, God.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Did we answer that quick enough?
Yes, yeah, sorry. It was a visceral response.
But I thought we had an agreement that we're going to be like short answers.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Monosyllabic answers only. This is going to be a really boring interview.
But anyway, this is... So you're not a couple.
No.
But I understand that you met at camp?
So to speak.
Is that right?
So to speak.
Tell me the story.
It was like a songwriting camp, actually. Or a song camp. It was about 20, 25 writers shoved into one venue to write songs for a specific project. And some of us knew each other, most of us didn't. It was from all different walks of life. And so the idea is to get a lot of people in there from all walks of life and shove them into rooms together and force some other sort of creativity that wouldn't normally happen with someone that you already know. So we drew straws and I ended up with her.
Wow. Okay. So this is really intriguing.
And I wound up with her.
It didn't come out sounding very sweet, did it?
No, it didn't so much.
And I wound up with her.
So you're working on a specific unnamed project.
Mm, yes. Uh-huh.
Does it need to remain unnamed or to be something we'd be familiar with?
The band at the time was literally called Band X.
Yes.
And they were being put together by multiple producers in LA. And so it was, we had no idea what we were in for, but we were supposed to write radio singles for them.
Mm. Wow. Which is exactly what we're good at.
Okay. So obviously before you guys got together, though, I mean, you can, sing beautifully.
Thank you. As well as
write songs. So what was the background like for John Paul? What was your background before that?
I was doing a solo thing. I was writing in Nashville for about 10 years, writing for the Nashville market, and miserable. I love country music. But the types of things that I grew up on were like Kris Kristofferson and Townes Van Zandt and those kind of people. And so that's not typically what people are asking for in Nashville. But the strange thing is that what I was doing as a solo performer was a rock thing. And I grew up huge metal fan and Jeff Buckley and people like that too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, y'all know metal around here. And so I did a record for Capitol out in L.A., and as soon as we finished the record, the entire staff was fired. I'm hoping that's not related, those two things, but it killed the record. And so I met her not long after that, and I was really jaded and hated the artist life at the time and had no idea what I wanted to say or if I even cared if anybody heard it. So I was back writing songs again for the Nashville market.
Mm-hmm. So you're in Nashville and you're originally from Northern Alabama.
Yeah.
I still live down there.
Yes, still a Muscle Shoals guy.
Meanwhile, out in California,
yeah.
Joy, what's happening?
Well, I grew up in Northern California and then moved to Nashville right around the tender age of 17. So
That was a long time ago.
That's not fair. It's not that long ago. But it actually feels like a really long time ago. And I was signed to a record deal very early on in my life, and I made faith-based music for a really long time. It was very pop heavy. And at a certain point in time, you change so drastically from 17 to your early 20s. And so I was changing and shifting, and my worldview was shifting and changing, and I was feeling very confined in what I was doing. So I needed a break, and so I broke away and decided to figure out what was next and had no idea what that was, but kept getting phone calls to write with friends. And so that was ultimately what led me down the path of writing songs full time and led me to meeting this part-time Southern gentleman.
Everybody blames
me. What is he the rest
me.
Of time? Hey, all right. That's great, you guys. It's good to hear that.
WTTS on demand.